It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And good evening once again from Meade High School. We're getting ready for the third of three games that we had for you today here on Sunny 101.3. Coming up next, the ECNC Boys Championship featuring the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula with you. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for this, our third broadcast of the afternoon and evening. Before we get into the upcoming game, let's update you on the scores that we have from around the conference tournaments this afternoon and this evening. First of all, here at the ECNC tournament, in the boys' third-place game, it was Meade defeating Johnson County Central 55-45. That was in overtime, so Meade took the third-place consolation honors. In the girls' third-place game, Johnson County Central got the win over Weeping Water. The final there was Johnson County 48 and Weeping Water 42. So congratulations to the Lady Thunderbirds for their third-place finish. In the girls' championship, completed just a few moments ago, Elmwood Murdoch with the win over Freeman. The final on that one was 39-20. Elmwood Murdoch takes the championship of 2026 ECNC Girls Bracket Division 39-20. Up next, as we said, we'll have the Auburn and Freeman boys here in the Boys Championship. Meanwhile, over in the Pioneer Conference Tournament, games heard this afternoon and this evening on KTNC. In the boys' third place game, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated Diller Odell 59-49. And a footnote to that one, Doug Gold's coaching his 1,000th game as a head coach at Sacred Heart. 1,000 games he has now coached. He got a win, 59-49. In the girls' championship of the Pioneer, it was Johnson Brock over Fall City Sacred Heart, 53-45. And Johnson Brock remains undefeated at home this season for the Johnson Brock girls. There's a boys' championship game going on right now over on KTNC. At the half, Johnson Brock is leading Exeter Milligan Friend 32-26. That's the halftime score in that game that's being carried right now over on KTNC. So that's the update on all the scores and the games that we've completed this afternoon and this evening so far in both the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC tournament. Now, we turn our attention to the game that's in front of us here. We're getting ready with the Auburn Bulldogs and the Freeman Falcons. Folks, this is going to be a dandy. These two teams have met up once before. Auburn got the win. Auburn is 17-1. Their only loss was 54-50. They lost to Plattsburgh back in mid-December. Since then, I think they've strung 14 straight wins together, coached by Coach Jim Weeks. Freeman Falcons, well, they're having a heck of a season. They are 16-2 on the year. They beat Johnson County Central to get here 72-51 in the semifinals. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineup for this game coming up. First of all, for the Falcons, coached by head coach Jim McLaughlin. He, incidentally, with that win over Johnson County earlier this week in the semifinals, picked up his 400th win as head coach at Freeman. 400 wins, so our congratulations to Coach Jim McLaughlin. They'll go with Easton Buss. Buss, a 6-foot senior, averaging 17 points per ball game. Owen Buss, a senior at 5'10", 6.5 points per game. Jaden Weiss, a sophomore, 6'3", 3 points per ball game. Hayden Jansen in the starting lineup. He averages 11.9 points per contest. He is a 6'1 junior. And Keegan White rounds out the starting lineup for the Falcons. White, 6'7", a senior, averaging 14.1 points per game for the Freeman Falcons. So you've got three players averaging in double figures. Easton Buss at 17, Hayden Jansen at 12, and Keegan White at 14. They can spread it around here offensively. You kind of have to pick your poison with these kids here from Freeman. Now the starting lineup for your Auburn Bulldogs. Coached by Coach Jim Weeks, 17-1 on the year. He'll go with Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a 6'2 sophomore, 14.1 points per game. Carson Levine. Levine is a 6'3 senior. He's averaging 7.7 points per game, but he was lighting it up in the semifinals. I had him 7 out of 9 from three-point range in the game in the semifinals of this tournament. Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, 12.9 points per game. He's a 5'11 senior. Creighton Keeling. Keeling, 6'1 and a senior. 7.5 points per game. And Brian Palmer. Palmer, a sophomore at 6'6, rounds out the starting five here for Coach Jim Weeks. He averages 10 points per ball game. So we're just a few moments away from the introduction of starting lineups here now over the public address system, and then we'll be ready to tip it up and get underway. We are in Meade, Nebraska. Want to take a moment here to thank the folks at Meade High School for their wonderful hospitality. They got a hospitality room here for the working media, the coaches, bus drivers, everybody that is second to none. Lots of delicious pizza back there. And when you have a three-hour layover between games like I had this afternoon, it's kind of nice to get out of the gym and have a quiet place to go have a slice of pizza and relax a little bit. We want to remind you that once we wrap up this week of conference tournament games, we'll get back to regular season action next week. This coming Tuesday night, February 10th, I'll be on the road at Odell, traveling to Diller Odell with the Fall City Tigers. That'll be a girl-boy doubleheader. You'll hear it over on KTNC. John Nixon will put some Missouri basketball on for you here on Sunny 101.3. Next Tuesday night, he'll have Mound City at Rockport, both girls and boys. And coming up on Thursday the 12th, I'll be back here on Sunny 101.3. Freeman fans, you want to make note of this. We'll have Freeman at Johnson Rock. That'll be coming up Thursday, the 12th of February. So we've got a lot of basketball coming your way again next week as we get back into the regular season part of our coverage of high school basketball. Having the introduction now over the public address system here of the starting lineups. We went through them already. Once again, for Auburn, it'll be Gunther, Levine, Wenzel, Keeling, and Palmer. For the Freeman Falcons, Easton Buss, Austin Buss, Jaden Weiss, Kate Jansen, and Keegan White will be the starters for the Freeman Falcons. Good turnout here tonight. A lot of folks in red here from Auburn made the trip out to Meade tonight for the ball game. I know Pete and Tony Parker listen into the ball games a lot of times here on Sunny 101.3. I have Jeff and Jill seated right smack in front of me. Jill brought her daughter along over from Wahoo. They're in the room. I'm actually out in the stands with the fans here at Meade. We actually work from the back row against the wall with Jeff and Jill Parker right in front of me. Been a few years. I was afraid to ask how many years ago I was covering Auburn Bulldog basketball with the Parker kids playing, and Jill was quick to point out it's been almost 35 years ago. So makes a guy feel old there once in a while. All right, stepping in to jump it up for the Auburn Bulldogs will be Brian Palmer. Palmer's a 6'6 sophomore. He'll go up against Keegan White. White is 6'7. Keegan White is 6'7. He's a big kid. He probably goes 275, 280. We're ready to jump it up. The Freeman Falcons and the Auburn Bulldogs. ECNC Boys Championship game. And here's the tip. Controlled by the Bulldogs. Coming up with a basketball is Ryan Gunther. Gunther gives it up to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel across the timeline. Goes to the right elbow with the pass. Gunther comes to the free throw line. Back to Wenzel on the left wing. He works between the rings, top of the circle. Looking for the pass inside for Palmer. Nothing there. Now into the corner. Brenton Wenzel with the basketball. Left-handed dribble. Wenzel brings it back up onto the wing. Comes to the free throw line in the paint. Driving lay-in up and got it. Driving lay-in by Brenton Wenzel. First 2 points of the ball game. Auburn goes on top 2-0. We've played 30 seconds in the fourth quarter. Comes Easton Buss with the basketball for the Falcons. Easton Buss has it dribbled away. Ball is loose. Wenzel comes up with it. Kicks it back and got it into the hands of Peyton Keeling. So Wenzel with the steal. Got it to Keeling, and now Wenzel sets the offense. He's in the paint. Fall away. Jump shot up and good. Brenton Wenzel opens with a pair of field goals, and it's 4-0 Auburn. And Freeman has yet to bring the ball down across midcourt. Here comes Easton Buss on the dribble to Keegan White. White guarded by Palmer on the right side of the top of the free throw circle. Back to the top of the key. Easton Bus driving lay-in up off no good. Rebound follow shot. Put back up. It's off no good. Ball tipped around and coming up with the loose basketball. Pulling it out of there is Carson Levine. Levine had a big night 2 nights ago in the semifinals. All the way in goes Gunther with a floater. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Freeman. Fast break going the other direction. Hayden Jansen goes down to the baseline right side, pulls up and puts it off the glass and good. Hayden Jansen with the first 2 points for the Freeman Falcons. 4-2, your score. Auburn on top here. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Brenton Wenzel got a pick set at the top of the key by Palmer. Goes to the corner to Carson Levine with it. Levine at the top of the circle. Again on the left wing, finds Wenzel with the basketball. Brenton Wenzel, pick set by Palmer. Goes inside the paint, just inside the free throw line. Down to Keeling in the corner, left side. Now, on the baseline, under the basket is Palmer. He backs in, feeds it to the right side. Shot off the glass, up and good by Ryan Gunther. Give the assist there to Palmer. He laid it over to Ryan Gunther for the easy two off the glass. It's 6-2. Auburn is up by 4. There's a steal. Wenzel with the steal. Breaking away from the layup. They come in to chase after him. He got it. There were two guys chasing him. Wenzel saw him coming, but he outran him to the other end and laid it in. Brent Wenzel has 6. And it's 8-2. Auburn with the early lead. We've played 2.5 minutes. There's Easton Bust with a long three that's off no good. The ball is tipped around. Pulling it out of there is Palmer. He had a big game when they played at Adams. Brian Palmer had a big one with rebounding, and he pulled that one down. Outlet pass comes down court to Wenzel. Spin move in the paint. He's in traffic. Goes up with a little hook shot that he can't get. Ball is loose on the floor. Coming out of with his Keeling. Keeling goes up. Has the ball stripped away. Owen Bush in backcourt, downcourt in a hurry with a pass to the right side baseline. Deep low post left side, handling the basketball under the basket. Top of the circle, they give it up to Hayden Jansen. Jansen, guarded by Levine. Shot is blocked away by Palmer out of bounds. Jansen tried to drive it in on the left side of the lane. Palmer just swatted the ball away. Into the ballgame, Jaden Weiss checks in. Weiss in replacing Kim Rehoff. Rehoff sets out, Jaden Weiss checks in. Under the basket, Owen Levine, Owen Bus puts it to the top of the key. Back it comes to Owen Bus in the corner right side. Now Easton Bus driving layup. Easton couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul on the floor. Not sure if this is going to be a shooting foul or not. I think the foul came on the floor. It's going to be on Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, his first personal, team foul number one, and they will call it a shooting foul. At the free throw line will be Easton Bus shooting 2. First one is up and good. Easton Bus is a 68% free throw shooter on the season. Hit the first one, he'll have a second shot coming here. He averages 17 points per ball game. Second free throw is up and good. He got them both. That makes it 8-4. Bulldogs up now by 4. Down court on the dribble comes Wenzel with the basketball. Picked up by Easton Bus defensively. Man-to-man defense here now by Freeman. Into the corner. They go down deep with it to the left side. Keeling. Keeling in traffic. Has to give and go. Little underhanded shot is up. Won't fall for Ryan Gunther, but he'll be fouled. And we'll put Gunther to the free throw line. Ryan Gunther is a 61% free throw shooter. Here he'll be at the line shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Keegan White. His first team foul number 1 of the quarter on the Falcons. First free throw is up. Hits the back of the iron and won't go. Ryan Gunther is a 61% free throw shooter, but he missed the first one there. He'll have a second attempt coming. Keegan White will take a breather here. The big man has to have a breather here every few minutes. Second free throw is up. This one is good. It rolled around for a minute and went down for him. Makes it 9-4 now. Auburn with the early lead here. It's a little bit of a one-man press being applied here by Creighton Keeling. Inbound it to Owen Bus from Easton Bus. Owen gets it across the timeline. Wenzel picks him up there in the man-to-man defense. Takes it all the way in, driving layup, blocked away by Palmer. Rebound, follow shot, ideas, couldn't get it. They kick it to the top of the key, up and off, no good. Owen Bus rebound, 12-foot set shot, up and off, no good. And coming down with the rebound for Auburn with the basketball was Blake Swanson. And Swanson kind of got thrown to the floor there. They're going to call it a held ball. Possession arrow is going to favor Freeman. Falcons will have the ball. Easton Bus will inbound it under his own basket. Lobs it into Ideas. Ideas hands it to Easton Bus. In traffic. He's triple team. Shot is up. Good. Nice move by Easton Bus. That's his first field goal of the night. He's got 4 points. And And into forecourt comes Wenzel with the basketball. Wenzel tries to set the offense, backs it out between the rings. Now pulls up for a long three that's off the back of the rim, too strong. Rebound to Hayden Jansen. Jansen's going to push it down quickly for the Freeman Falcons. Goes one-on-one. Working there against Gunther. Gunther dribbled the ball away from him. He has to go out and chase it down. Shot clock at 23. This is Easton Bus going against Keeling. Reverse lay-in up off, no good. Palmer has the rebound. I'll tell you, Brian Palmer made a difference the last time they met. He played very well under the basket on the rebounds, and he's off to a great start tonight. Again, controlling the boards under there. Wenzel into the corner, right side. They feed it underneath. Palmer with the basketball. Finds Wenzel in the corner for three. He got it. Brent Wenzel hit the three. He's already got 9 points in the ballgame. He's got three deuces in the tray. And it's 12-6. Auburn up here by six. Under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Easton Bus finds Owen Bus. Now Ideas with the basketball at the top of the key. Barrett Ideas. There's a shot from the top of the circle up and off. No good. Wenzel has the rebound. Brent Wenzel will bring it down court for the Bulldogs. 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wenzel for three. Got it. They're giving him that open look. And Wenzel will take that. He's got 12 points already in the ballgame. Timeout's going to be taken by Freeman. 2:22 to go first quarter. It's 15-6. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Auburn has jumped out to a 9-point lead here at the 2:22 mark. It's 15-6. Coach Jim McLaughlin, who picked up his 400th win just this past Thursday night, decided to take a timeout here and maybe regroup a little bit, pulled his players in and had a chat with them. It'll be Freeman's basketball down by 9, 15-6, with 2:22 to play in the first quarter here at Mead High School. Easton Bus will inbound it to Owen Bus. Keegan White's up off the bench, getting ready to check back into the contest. On the right side, down in the corner, handling the ball is Weiss. The ball is tipped away and stolen. Peyton Keeling comes up with the basketball for the Bulldogs. Keeling, spin move, top of the key, bounce pass right side, down in the corner. Goes to Swanson. Swanson feeds underneath. Driving lay-in up and good by Ryan Gunther. Give the assist to Blake Swanson. He fed the ball to Ryan Gunther for the driving layup, and it's an 11-point lead now, 17-6. Auburn up by 11. Freeman needing a basket this trip. Ideas kicks it to the corner to Owen Bus. Back to Ideas. From the corner, Ideas for three, no, and the rebound to Wenzel. Auburn just off to a tremendously hot start here in this conference championship game, leading by 11, 17-6. 90 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball. Keeling on the corner on the right side. Holds it above his head. Bounce pass comes to Swanson, top of the key. With the basketball is Blake Swanson. He comes over to Wenzel with it on the near side. Now Gunther. Gunther backs it out near the midcourt circle. Finds Wenzel on the right side. Shot clock at 5. Gunther moves into the paint. Pulls up. Little 10-foot jumper short. Rebound. Follow shot. Palmer puts it up and good. Brian Palmer with his first 2 points. And it's 19-6. A 13-point lead with under a minute to go here now in this first quarter. Bus with the basketball, feeds it to the left side. There's a three up and good by Hayden Jansen. Hayden Jansen got it to fall. He's got 5. That cuts the lead back to 10 at 19-9. 30 seconds on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock here in the first quarter as Auburn comes down court. They open to the corner. Swanson got a shot blocked back at him. He was going to put up the three from the corner. Jaden Weiss came and blocked the shot away. Here's Keegan White back into the lineup. He'll come in to replace Barrett Ideas. Keegan White is 6'7". Ideas is 6'7". One big man for another. 19-9, Auburn up by 10. 21 on the shot clock, 31 on the game clock here in the first quarter. They're going to have to hurry. He'll take a timeout. Felt the time running out on him here. So So we'll step aside and take a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
31 seconds to go in the first quarter on the game clock, 21 seconds on the shot clock. Auburn will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline in the corner on the left side of the basket. Wenzel to inbound it. Brenton Wenzel gets the ball in. Comes into Carson Levine. Across court it goes to Ryan Gunther. Back up to Wenzel. Wenzel's had the hot hand here. He's already got 12 points in this first quarter. Top of the key comes to Gunther. Shot clock with 8. Gunther spin move. Fall away shot up off. No good. Rebound comes down. Hayden Jensen with the ball. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll come down and play for the final shot. Jensen gives it over to Owen Buss. Owen Buss picked up by Wenzel. Shot clock down to 3. Underneath to Keegan White. Shot is up. Didn't get it, but they fouled it. Keegan White went up with the shot with 9-tenths of a second and got fouled. He'll be at the line. See who they put the foul on here for Auburn. Foul is going to be on Brand Palmer, his first team foul number 2. Keegan White, a 79% free throw shooter, is the big man. Shoots the ball well. Free throw is up and good. You don't often see the big guy like that with that kind of a free throw percentage, but he's hitting 79% of them. Kid's just an athlete. You can see that. The senior ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is good also. He got them both. Just 9-tenths of a second. The buzzer will sound as Swanson launches one. Oh, that was close. 19-11 after one quarter. Auburn up by 8. We'll take a 1-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Meade High School, the site of the ECNC Boys Championship game underway now. After one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 19-11, Auburn up by 8. They led by as much as 13. They were up 19-6 there, the 1-minute mark, and then 5 unanswered points in the final minute of that first stanza. When play is resumed, it'll be Auburn's basketball. Bulldogs with their 5 starters on the floor. They'll inbound the ball at midcourt. Keeling to inbound it. Comes into Ryan Gunther with the pass. Gunther dribbles across the midcourt stripe. Gets a pick set. Goes all the way in. Driving layup. No. Couldn't get it. Keegan White has the rebound. White flips the outlet pass out to Easton Buss. Now back to Owen Buss. And Buss will set the offense. Buss comes to the right side of the free throw circle with a pass to Easton Buss. Keegan White top of the key. Around the horn, Jensen on the left wing. Owen Buss into Keegan White. White working against Palmer. Shot is up and good. Keegan White is difficult to stop over there. He got the lay-in off the glass and the lead is 6. It was a 16-point lead or 13-point lead earlier. Now it's down to 6. There's Wenzel for 3. Out of the corner. No, wait a minute. That was Carson Levine got that one. Carson Levine hit the 3 from the corner on the left side. Levine dropped that one in. Nice looking shot. In the paint, driving lay-in up. Off by Buss. No good. Players getting knocked around. Coming out with the basketball is Ryan Gunther. Gunther comes down to Wenzel. Wenzel back to Gunther, comes to Palmer, top of the key. Gunther holds the ball a minute, backs it out near the mid-court circle now. Getting the set, comes around to the right side, takes it all the way in, kicks it to the corner. Open look, Levine, this one is short. Keeling tipped it away, couldn't get there. The ball comes back to Freeman. In a hurry, down court is Easton Bucks. On the left side of the lane, driving layup, he got it. Easton Bus with a nice move to the bucket. And Easton Bus has 6 points in the ballgame. 22-15, the lead is 7 now for Auburn. 6 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the first half here at Meade. Ryan Gunther with the dribble, coming out to chase it. The Falcons back to the corner, right side is Wenzel with the basketball. Wenzel around near the, oh, got an elbow to the jaw there. There's a three on the way up, and good by Levine. Carson Levine picking up right where he left off Thursday night down at Adams when he went 7 of 9, as I had him, from three-point range. Bus comes down court with the basketball, feeds to Jansen. Give and go underneath the basket. There's Easton Bus from the corner, up and off, no good. But the rebound is going to come the other way. Now a follow shot is up. That one's off, won't go. And the ball gets away out of bounds. I think we're going to have a push foul on the baseline. It's going to be called on Bus. That's going to be on Owen Bus. On Owen, his first personal. Team foul number 2. 5:35 to go here in the first half. 25-15. It's a 10-point lead right now for the Auburn Bulldogs. They inbound the ball to Wenzel. He'll bring it down court to set things up here. Wenzel, top of the free throw circle, give and go. Little spin move, goes inside the paint. Feeds it down to Swanson in the corner. Across court pass comes to Palmer. Palmer goes one-on-one against Keegan White. Up top it comes to Levine. Left elbow. Creighton Keeling with the ball. Palmer backs in on White, and a little fall-away shot up, off no good. White has the rebound taken away from him. Great job by Keeling. Now here's Swanson for three. Up and good. Nailing the three is Blake Swanson. Keeling made the steal, putting it out to Swanson. Timeout's going to be taken by Freeman. 4:53 to go here in the first half. 28-15. Auburn up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in 2 locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Sunny 101.3.
Sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Meade Lumber if you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball. Well, there's 4:53 to play here in the first half, second quarter. Auburn has opened up a 13-point advantage once again at 28-15. And Coach Jim McLaughlin used up another timeout. He got down by 13 here earlier and used the timeout. That seems to be the magic number. When he trails by 13, he'll take a timeout and try and stop the bleeding here a little bit. So far, Brenton Wenzel's just come out on fire. He's got 12 points already. Levine's got 6. 5 points for Ryan Gunther. Blake Swanson hit a nice three here just a moment ago. And it's 28-15. Freeman with the basketball. Easton Bus inbounds to Owen Bus. Comes right back to Easton with it. Easton goes to the left side of the lane, to the top of the key, finds Keegan White. Baseline in the corner. Right side handling the ball is Jansen. Lob, skip pass, top of the key to Keegan White. Easton Bus, guarded by Wenzel, takes it in for a driving layup. Can't get there. They did a good job taking the baseline away from him. Easton Bus feeds to the corner. There's a three from the right side that's up and off. No good. Swanson's there for the rebound, but a whistle. And the ball touched the support up above. It was out of bounds. It'll go over to Auburn. So now the Bulldogs up by 13. They have the basketball on the dribble. Down court with it comes Ryan Gunther. Gunther to the left side of the lane. Goes right between defenders. And now, wait a minute, traveling is going to be called on Gunther. He got into quite a collision down here on the left side with Owen Buss, and they call him for traveling. Keegan White will take a breather. In to replace him comes 6'7" Barrett Ideas, a sophomore. All right, Freeman's basketball, trailing by 13, 28-15. Owen Buss goes against Wenzel, pulls it up at the free throw line, hands to Ideas. Little give and go. Now Jansen with the ball. Hayden Jansen kicks it to Owen Buss out on the left side. Ideas backs in against Swanson. Can't get there. Dribbling on the baseline. Driving layup. Does not go. And they're going to call a foul on the baseline. Moving toward the hoop for the lay-in was Jaden Wiese. And the foul is going to be called on Levine. Nope. Check that. It's going to be on Wenzel. On Wenzel, his first team foul of the quarter. Free throw is up and off, no good. Missing the first one is Jaden Wiese. He's a 40% free throw shooter on the year. He'll have a second one coming here. Second shot is up, and this one is good. He made one out of two. Freeman now 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Auburn just 1 out of 2. We're past the 4-minute mark here in the second quarter. 3:48 showing in the first half. 28-16, the lead is 12. Gunther goes to the corner. To Swanson with it. Swanson, that's Blake Swanson with the basketball. We were calling Wes Swanson earlier today. Blake, cross-court pass. Now Blake Swanson in the paint. Free throw line, kicks it to the corner to Keeling. Keeling looks for Palmer. Palmer working against Ideas. Backs in on him. Goes up with it. And off the glass, no, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Palmer to the line where he'll be shooting two shots. A little easier for Brand Palmer to work against Ideas at 6'7". Than it is against Keegan White. The foul is going to be on Barrett Ideas. About 100 pounds difference there between Barrett and Keegan. At the free throw line will be Palmer. Brian Palmer shooting two. First one is up, off, no good. Brian's hitting 33% of his free throws on the year. He's got a second attempt coming here. Shot is on the way up, and it's off, no good. Ideas comes down with the rebound. Missed them both. 28-16, the lead is 12. Ryan Gunther almost got a steal here from Buss. Comes to Owen Buss. They're passing around the horn, top of the key on the outside perimeter. Not able to get it inside the paint. Looking for the cutter, nothing there. Auburn's man-to-man defense affected. Now they look for Ideas, and they threw the ball away. It went out of bounds on the baseline. Easton Buss complaining a little bit to the official there. Thought his man was held up, I think. Here's Carson Levine checking back into the lineup now. Carson Levine comes in. He'll replace Blake Swanson. Swanson will take a breather. 28-16. The lead is 12 for Auburn. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 2:55. Clock is running. Ryan Gunther dribbles the ball to the top of the free throw circle. Passes to the right side, down deep in the corner. Back to Wenzel they come with it. Ideas comes out to guard Wenzel. He'll pull up for a three that's just short. Palmer has the rebound. He'll go up with a follow shot, and good. Nice move to the basket by Brian Palmer. Got the offensive board and got the putback. 2:33 to go here in the first half. 30-16. This is the biggest lead yet for Auburn, up by 14 points. They've led by 13 on two other occasions. Here comes Ideas against Palmer. Nothing there. Down to Owen Buss in the corner. Now Easton Buss to the left side. A spin move in the paint with the basketball is Weiss. He can't get there. Easton Buss. Shot clock at 9. Backing it out is Owen Buss. Now Easton Buss in the corner. In the paint. Shot clock at 2. He got the shot off in time. But it's off no good, and the rebound comes down to Auburn. Ryan Gunther's into forecourt. Under 2 minutes to go here now in the first half. 1:55, clock is running. Ryan Gunther in the corner finds Wenzel with the pass. 30-16, a 14-point Auburn lead, biggest lead of the game for them. In the corner, Creighton Keeling, left side of the basket, goes around the defender, now backs it back to the top of the circle. Shot clock at 10. Wenzel working one-on-one against Buss in the paint. Driving lay-in up and got it! Oh, man, that was a circus move by Brenton Wenzel. He's got 14 points now in the ballgame here in the first half. 32-16. Auburn has doubled up the score. Up, we got a whistle and a foul on the floor before the shot. It's going to go on Wenzel. On Brenton Wenzel, his second personal. So Wenzel picks up his second. He'll come out, and to replace him comes Blake Swanson. A minute 18 to go here in the first half. They don't want to run the risk of Brenton picking up another foul. He's got two already. Into Keegan White, a give and go. And they tried to do a little give and go and give the ball back to Jaden Weiss, but a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go on the Bulldogs' Creighton Keeling. On Keeling, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter, not a shooting foul. 1:17 to go in the first half. Owen Buss will inbound it. Lobs it up top. They'll have to chase it down in backcourt. Coming back to get it is Hayden Jansen. 32-16 is our score right now. A doubled up score here on Freeman. Working to the right side, that's Easton Buss. Reverse lay-in up and good. He's got a nice move to the basket. Easton Buss now has 8 points. He's the leading scorer on this team with 17. 32-18 your score. 53 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock. Keeling comes to the free throw line. Tries to get an open look at the basket, can't do it. In traffic, now reverse layup, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Freeman. 38 on the game, 32 on the shot clock. Freeman's basketball down by 14, 32-18 is your score. With the ball is Hayden Jansen. Man-to-man defense by the Auburn Bulldogs. Blake Swanson comes out on Jansen. Now let this clock wind down. The shot clock is down now to 10. Owen Buss to the right elbow with the pass. Shot clock at 7. Easton Buss. Give and go in for the driving lay-in. Up, blocked away nicely by Palmer. Fast break coming the other direction. They get it ahead to Keeling. Keeling tries to go up with a shot. He fouled. 2 seconds on the clock. Man, Palmer did a great job defensively. Went straight up in the air and swatted that basketball into next week. Looked like what was going to be a sure basket, and Palmer just went high in the air and swatted it away. Creighton Keeling at the line. He's a 70% free throw shooter. Here shooting 2 shots. He has not scored tonight. First one is up and good. 2 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. That makes it 33-18. Keeling with another free throw coming right here. Averaged 7.5 points per ball game. As we said, a 70% free throw shooter. Free throw is up and good. He got them both. Makes it 34-18. Subs checking in here with 2 seconds to go. Let's see what Freeman's got drawn up that takes 2 seconds to execute. Inbounding the ball, Jaden Weiss. Weiss gets it in. Buss, midcourt. Lobs it down court, won't go. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading. The Freeman Falcons, our halftime score, Auburn 34 and Freeman 18. Now we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside Meade High School. It's halftime of the boys ECNC championship basketball game. At the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Freeman Falcons 34-18. Let's look at the individual numbers now here. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, Easton Buss with 8 points at the half. Jaden Weiss has one. Hayden Jansen with 5, and 4 points for Keegan White. And that adds up to 18. Free throw shooting, the Falcons hit 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Boy, your Auburn Bulldogs, a big first half for Brenton Wenzel. He just keeps pouring them in. Wenzel with 14 points at the half. 6 points for Carson Levine on a pair of threes. Ryan Gunther has 5. Brian Palmer with 4. 3 points for Blake Swanson and Creighton Keeling with 2 for Auburn's total of 34. Free throw shooting, Auburn made 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. 34-18, that's our halftime score. Auburn leading Freeman here in the ECNC Boys Championship game. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kirk Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information, followed by a weather update. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with the third quarter. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of Auburn Bulldog basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Thinking about a new ride? Whether it's a shiny truck, a sporty SUV, or that dream car you've had your eye on, F&M Bank is here to help you hit the road with confidence. Stop by and compare auto loan rates with us. No pressure, just local lenders wanting to help their local community. At F&M Bank, we don't just finance vehicles, we fuel dreams. So give us a call at 402-245-2491 and talk with one of our lenders today. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
1.3 weather.
I'm meteorology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Well, looks like we can expect to see a cold one ahead for us here for tonight with temperatures dropping down right around about freezing. We are expecting to see a warm front though pushing through here by tomorrow with highs getting us into the upper 50s. It is above average for this time of the year as we normally should be right around about the upper 30s instead. Looks like we'll even continue to warm up by about 10 degrees here for your day on Monday into the upper 60s as that system continues to push through. Then a cold front comes through. Temperatures drop into the 50s Tuesday, even into the 40s by Wednesday. Apart from that, a dry forecast until we get to about Tuesday night. Our forecast here for tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low into the lower 30s. Winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 15. By Sunday, sunshine high around 57. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 68 degrees. By Tuesday, plenty of blue skies and sun, high around 55. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in
Fall
City.
Sunny 101.3.
Wayne, welcome you back inside Meade High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 34-18 here in the ECNC Boys Championship game. We have a final for you now in the Pioneer Conference Boys Championship. The Johnson Brock Eagles took the win over Exeter Milligan Friend, the final 61-253. So our congratulations to the Johnson Brock Eagles with that win in the boys championship, 61-53. In the girls championship, Johnson Brock got the win over Sacred Heart, 53-45. And in the boys third place game, it was Sacred Heart defeating Diller Odell, 59-49. And that happened to be in Doug Goltz's 1,000th game as a head coach for Sacred Heart. That's a lot of basketball. John Nixon, incidentally, had all those games for you over on our sister station, KTNC. And I would suspect John's probably on his way headed home now, maybe listening to this one. So, John, we'll keep you entertained for those miles between Johnson and Fall City. We've got a good one going here, 34-18. Auburn, maybe a little bit of a surprise, the margin is how much they're leading the Freeman Falcons. After one quarter, the Bulldogs were up by 8, 19-11. A big first quarter by Brenton Wenzel. He had 12 points in the first quarter alone, and he has 14 here at halftime. So it'll be interesting to see how things shake out now as we move into this third quarter. 34-18, when we resume action here, the basketball is going to belong to the Freeman Falcons. Both teams going with their original five starters, Gunther, Levine, Wenzel, Keeling, and Palmer out there for Auburn. It'll be Bus, we see Jansen and White on the floor for the Falcons. And here we go, Freeman with the basketball. Keegan White, top of the key. The big man comes to the left elbow to Hayden Jansen with the dribble. Bounce pass right side, Easton Bus. Inside, Wheat. Turnaround shot. Up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Palmer. Palmer, outlet pass finds Wenzel. Wenzel gives it up court to Ryan Gunther. He comes across the timeline. Freeman Falcons in a man-to-man defense now. Gunther gets a pick set at the top of the key by Keeling, goes inside the paint, kicks it out to Wenzel on the left elbow. Wenzel finds Carson Levine. Levine for three, top of the circle is just short, and the rebound to Easton Bus. Bus is going to push it down in a hurry now for the Falcons. Backs it out, decides to pull it out to the top of the key, hands across court with the pass to Reha. Reha can't get a look at it. Now Owen Bus gets the basketball back. Bob pass inside to Keegan White. White can't get to the hoop from the corner. A long three is up and off, no good. Ryan Gunther's there with the rebound for the Bulldogs. Gunther high in the air, just out jumped Keegan White to go after that. White's a big man, but Gunther was way above him. Now Gunther will bring it into forecourt and set things up. Man-to-man defense by the Freeman Falcons. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. in the paint, little floater up and off. Guthrie missed it, got his own rebound. Comes out to Wenzel. Quickly, they close up on Wenzel. Owen Buss not going to give him another open look. He takes it in. White, pass goes underneath to Palmer. Palmer misses, gets his own rebound. White with the block again. Palmer gets the rebound again. Now everybody dives after it on the floor, and we've got a held ball that's going to be called. Now, wait a minute. We're going to get a foul. Foul's going to be called on Palmer. Rand Palmer picks up his second personal, first team foul of the quarter. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to play, third period here in the ECNC championship game. 34-18, Auburn Bulldogs with a 16-point advantage. That's what they had at halftime. Nobody has scored here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. Now we have Owen Buss on the dribble. Man-to-man defense by Auburn. Owen Buss being chased by Wenzel at the top of the key. Creighton Keeling comes out to get him. Now they switch off. A cross-court pass comes to the near side. Back to Owen Buss. Gives to Easton Buss in the paint. Easton Buss driving layup right side. He's trapped under there. Can't get it. Now into Owen Buss. Floater up. Locked away by Palmer. And whistle and a foul. We're going to put Buss at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Falcons. See who they put the foul on. It's going to be on Ryan Gunther. On Gunther, his first personal. And the second team foul of the period on the Bulldogs. At the free throw line is Buss. First free throw is up and good. That's Owen Buss at the line. And that is his first point of the night. Owen Buss gets the first free throw. He'll have a second shot coming here. It's up. It's good also. He got them both. That moves our score now to 34-20. The lead is 14 for Auburn. 5:50 to go in the third quarter here at Meade. Wenzel with the basketball into forecourt. He works to the left side of the lane on the dribble. Goes down to Creighton Keeling. Low post, left side of the basket. Keeling backs it back out and feeds inside to Palmer in the paint. Palmer works against Keegan White. They kick it out to Wenzel on the right elbow. Wenzel for a long three that's in and out, and the rebound to Easton Buss. Easton Buss will clear it out for the Falcons and bring the ball up the court, down by 14. 5:23 to go, third quarter. With the ball is Hayden Jansen. Jansen wants to work against Keeling. Ball away shot. Jansen up and good. Nice move by Hayden Jansen. He's got 7 points in the ball game, and it's a 4-0 run here. Timeout taken by Jim Weeks. 5:08 to go in the third quarter. 34-22. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Meade. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school basketball. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Meade Lumber, our presenting sponsor of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. When play is resumed, it will be Auburn's basketball coming out of the timeout. The inbound pass comes into Wenzel. Wenzel goes to the right elbow with it. It's Gunther. Now Gunther, left-handed dribble in the paint. Goes to the corner. Ball stolen away by Easton Buss. Easton Buss just stripped the Gunther of the basketball as he went down into the paint. There's a spin move, baseline jump side, right up and good by Hayden Jansen. Jansen's got 9 points, and the lead is down to 10 now at 34-24. It's a 6-0 run to start this third quarter for the Freeman Falcons. Spin move on the baseline, Creighton Keeling. Left side, low post, can't get to the basket. Has to put the pass back out to Palmer. Palmer backs in against Keegan White. Now Gunther, here's Carson Levine for three. Off the rim, no. Owen Buss with the rebound. Owen Buss, down court on the dribble. Comes to Keegan White. He stands at the head of the free throw circle. Feeds to Easton Buss. Spin move. Shot up, no. Rebound, Palmer. Palmer with a great job defensively, blocking the shot away, and then pulling down the rebound. Down court with the basketball comes Wenzel. Chasing after him is Easton Buss. Wenzel right in front of the bench, getting instructions shouted there from Jim Weeks. Now it comes out to Ryan Gunther. Gunther, free throw circle. Free throw line, backs it out. Can't get into the lane. Gunther goes around the defender, kicks it to the corner. Down to Carson Levine. Back it comes to Wenzel. Wenzel's in the paint. Shot is up over Keegan White. He got it. I don't know how Brent Wenzel put that shot over Keegan White, but he somehow got it up and over. For Wenzel, that's 16 points in the ballgame now, and it's 36-24. The lead is back to 12. 3 minutes, 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. Easton Buss trying to set the offense. Goes with a pass to Austin Buss. On the right side, Easton Buss comes up to Owen. Owen goes underneath, baseline right side. Fallaway shot up off, no good. Put up by Jaden Weiss. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs. Looks like they're going to get, I think, Palmer for this one. No, check that. They're going to go on Creighton Keeling. Keeling picks up his third personal. That will send to the free throw line Jaden Weiss. Weiss is a 40% free throw shooter on the season. First one is up and off, no good. He's now made one out of three from the free throw line tonight. Has a single point in the ball game. Back into the game comes Blake Swanson now. Swanson checking in for the Auburn Bulldogs. Second free throw for Weiss is up. This one is good. He got it. So he's now hit two out of four from the line tonight. The lead is down to 11, 36-25. Auburn on top. Here come the Bulldogs. Wenzel comes to Ryan Gunther with the pass. Gunther goes all the way in. Follow-away shot off the glass, up and good. Beautiful move by Ryan Gunther. He just faked one of the defenders right out of his shorts down there on the baseline on the left side. Gunther with 7 points now. There's a driving layup on the other end, and good by Ideas. Ideas has checked in off the bench and got his first 2 points of the ball game. Barrett Ideas, 6'7" sophomore, he comes in and spells Keegan White, the big man, when Keegan needs to catch his breath over here. Now Gunther kicks to the corner, down to Carson Levine. Carson passed up the shot that time. He had the hot hand the other night at Freeman. All right, here's Gunther in the paint. Gunther in trouble. Kicks it out to the corner, left side, finds Levine. Top of the key, Wenzel. Shot clock at 7. Wenzel, spin move in the paint. Fall away shot, missed everything. They'll have to hurry, they won't get the shot off. Now a fast break. 2-on-1, all the way in, driving, laying up. Off, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Jaden Weiss. They fouled him on the floor. Not sure if this is a shooting foul here or not. The foul is going to be called on Brian Palmer. On Palmer, his third personal. That is team foul, I think, just number 4. They're going to call it a shooting foul, and at the line will be Jaden Weiss. First free throw is up and good. Weiss has now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line, and he's only a 40% shooter on the season. He'll have another attempt coming right here. 6'3 sophomore, Jaden Weiss. Shot is up and got it. Got the roll. He's made 3 in a row now, and he's 4 out of 6. 38-29. The lead is down to a single digit, 9 points with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Auburn's basketball. Ryan Gunther working the dribble. It's a man-to-man defense here by the Freeman Falcons. Now Carson Levine goes up with a 3 and got it blocked. But a push-off foul here fighting for the rebound is going to be called on the Falcons. I think they're going to get Barrett Ideas for this one. Yes, they will. On Ideas, that is his second personal. Only the first team foul of the quarter on Freeman. 1:48 to go here in the third period. 38-29, Auburn up by 9. Bulldogs basketball. Palmer feeds it underneath to Gunther. Gunther tried to go up with a shot and got fouled on the baseline. The officials will have to discuss whether or not he was shooting the ball when the foul came. Let's see what they're going to say here. Foul is going to be called on Hayden Jansen. His first, second team foul, not a shooting foul. So it'll just be Auburn's basketball. They'll play it in under their own bucket. Blake Swanson will inbound the pass. He'll stand to the left side into the backboard, into the corner. The ball is tipped away by Easton Buss and knocked out of bounds. Now they'll have to play it in on the side down in the corner. All of this happening with 1:42 to play in the third period. 38-29, Auburn with a 9-point lead. They have led by as much as 13. With the basketball, Auburn on the dribble. Ryan Gunther. Gunther, a cross-court pass, finds Wenzel on the left wing. Wenzel penetrates inside the paint, driving, laying up and good. Trent Wenzel's got so many moves he can make on you. I've got Wenzel with 18 points now in the ballgame. 1:23 to go, third quarter. Owen Bush. The Falcons down by 11 once again, 40-29. This was Easton Bush in traffic. Can't shoot over Palmer. Ball tipped away and stolen. Carson Levine comes up with the basketball. It was Wenzel that slapped it away. All right, Keegan White, the big guy, back up off the bench. He's caught his breath. He's ready to get in. He's a difference maker when he's in there. There's a long three up and off. Carson Levine got knocked to the floor hard. No whistle. Rebound comes down to Verde Ideas. Ideas outlet pass, Owen Bush. Bush down court with the ball. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Around the horn, into the corner. Deep baseline right side is Ideas. And he stepped on the baseline. Great job by Brian Palmer. He forced Ideas out of bounds on the baseline under the basket. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Auburn. Keegan White back into the lineup. Barrett Ideas sets out now for the Falcons. On the shot clock, 32, on the game clock, 39. 7-second differential here in the third quarter. Wenzel feeds it up top. Goes to Ryan Gunther. Gunther has a pick set there for him by Palmer. Now Gunther works around that pick. Kicks it to the corner. Open look for Levine. He got it. Carson Levine from the deep corner. Nailed the three. That's his third three-pointer of the night. He's got nine. And the lead is back to 14 now with 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Boy, Auburn would like to prevent a basket here near the end of this one and get to the end of the stanza with a 14-point lead. Owen Bush, top of the key, 2 seconds, 1 second. Underneath it goes out of bounds. There's the buzzer at the end of the quarter. After three quarters of play, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Freeman Falcons 43-29. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, earlier this evening in the girls' championship game, Elmwood Burdock took the girls' championship, defeating Freeman 39-20. Right now, Freeman on the short end of a 43-29 score here to the Auburn Bulldogs in the boys' championship game. Been a big day of basketball on KTNC and Sunny 101.3. Six big games for you. I'm bringing it home with the late shift here tonight at Meade. All right, Auburn will have the first possession of the fourth quarter. Bulldogs with the basketball. Creighton Keeling on the left elbow. Gives it over to the left side. Down it goes into the corner. Carson Levine back to the top of the circle. Wenzel with the ball. Wenzel backs it out near the top of the key. Now works to the right side of the lane. Spin move in the paint. Feeds it underneath. There's Palmer. Goes in for lay-in up and good. Wenzel with the assist. Brian Palmer with the lay-in. Palmer's got 6 points, and the lead is 45-29. Biggest lead of the ballgame. A 16-point lead for Auburn. 7:23 to go in regulation. Owen Bush trying to get something going here for the Falcons. Beats it up top. Is a pass up to Jansen. Shot is up, no. And the rebound comes down to Ryan Gunther. Auburn can afford to just slow things down here and use up the full 35 seconds of this shot clock every time now, as they've got a 16-point lead with 7 minutes to go. Now here's Carson Levine for three. Oh, my goodness. Carson Levine put that one up from 6 feet outside the three-point arc. And he has 12 points, all of them on three-point shots. Timeout taken by the Freeman Falcons. 6:49 to go in the ballgame. 48-29. Auburn is up by 19 points. Don't go away. We'll be back after this 30 seconds. second timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Meade High School. The clock shows 6:49 to play in this championship game for the boys' bracket of the ECNC tournament. Auburn led after one quarter 19-11. They were up 34-18 at halftime. After three quarters, they had a 14-point lead, 43-29, and now they lead it by 19, 48-29, with 6:49 to go in the ballgame. Coach Jim McLaughlin wanted to take a timeout there and try and settle down the Falcons a little bit. Bulldogs kind of getting the upper hand here in this second half. Falcons with the basketball back to live action. Owen Buss to the left elbow. Comes to Keegan White, a give and go, right back to Buss. Under the basket, turnaround shot up and good. Oh, that was a nice move on the baseline by Hayden Jansen. Jansen got the lay-in, drew the foul, and he'll be at the line for the and one. Let's see who they put the foul on. The foul's going to be called on. Oh, they're not putting it up there yet. Still waiting to see who it is. Okay, foul's on Ryan Gunther, his second personal. First team foul of the quarter. At the line, Hayden Jansen for the and one. It's up and it is good. So he got the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Makes it now 48-32. The lead is 16. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Auburn's basketball. Here comes Wenzel driving, laying up and good. Oh, a circus move again. Wenzel with 20 points in the ballgame. A little underhanded alley-oop around the defender. Laid it gently off the glass and put it in the hole. Buss with the basketball, Owen Buss. Owen Buss comes to the top of the key to Jansen. Easton Buss with the ball. Now Easton works around the defender. He'll launch a three that doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Creighton Keeling in the corner. Keeling gathers up the basketball, flips it off to his teammate here. Gets it up to Brenton Wenzel across the timeline. Wenzel back to Keeling. Creighton Keeling takes one dribble, holds the ball for a moment, and backs it out to the top of the circle. Now comes all the way across the floor, back to the right side of the lane, reverses himself and hands the ball to his teammate, Ryan Gunther. Gunther, being hand-checked there by Buss a little bit, comes to Palmer with it, back to Wenzel, open look three, Wenzel, that one's off, rebound Keeling, and they get a new shot clock. And that's what they want to do, is run the clock here. Jim Weeks is into this thing. Anybody that's watched Jim Weeks coach, you know how intense he can get. There's Gunther going in for a driving layup, blocked by Keegan White. Probably shot that one a little sooner than they wanted to with 20 seconds still left on the shot clock. Now Easton Buss backs in, fall away shot, no. Keegan White tried for follow shot, whistle and a foul. Probably going to go on Brian Palmer. Palmer just picked up his fourth personal. He's got four. Creighton Keeling has three. Nobody else with more than two fouls here in the ballgame for Auburn. At the free throw line, Keegan White, 79% free throw shooter on the season. This one hits short just off the front of the rim. He's now two out of three from the free throw line tonight. He has 4 points in the ballgame. Back into the lineup comes Blake Swanson now in for Palmer, Brian Palmer. We'll take a breather. Keegan White's free throw is up and off, no good. Tipped around, and the rebound pulled away by Gunther. Ryan Gunther gives it up to Wenzel. And here comes Brenton Wenzel into forecourt. Great pick set there by the right side by Swanson. Now going in for the lay-in. Creighton Keeling lays it up and good. A little reverse lay-in. Creighton Keeling kind of lulls you to sleep there, and then all of a sudden he goes to the hoop and lays it off the glass. 20-point lead, biggest lead of the game, 52-32. Auburn blowing this thing open. Keegan White gets knocked to the floor as he goes up for the basket. You pick him. Two or three defenders were slapping at him. Let's see. They're going to give it to Keeling. Creighton Keeling gets his fourth personal. So that's four on Creighton. Rand Palmer has four. He'll stay in the ball game. Right now, Blake Swanson is in there in place of Rand Palmer. At the free throw line will be Keegan White. He missed his last two, made the first two. So he's two out of four from the free throw line tonight. The clock, by the way, is down to 4:31 to go here in the championship game, 52-32. Auburn with a 20-point advantage. Now the official calling for a towel here. They found some perspiration on the floor under the basket. Doing a little work down here. Jake Dilsaver, our referee, cleaning things up on the baseline. Getting ready to go once again. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. A lot of basketball today for you on KTNC for the Pioneer Conference. And here from me, the ECNC on Sunny, doing our best to keep all of our area teams on the air for you so you can follow them with us. Now Keegan White at the line. As we said, he's 2 for 2 from the line. Shot is up and in and out. He's missed three in a row now. Normally a 79% free throw shooter. That's a pretty good number for a big man like that. The Freeman Falcons just starting to run out of time here, down by 20 with 4.5 minutes to play. Keegan White, second free throw attempt is up. This one's off also, and the rebound comes down to Carson Levine. Levine flips the pass out quickly to Wenzel. Wenzel comes down court, goes around the defenders to the right side, down to Carson Levine in the corner right side. Top of the key, back up it comes to Gunther between the rings near the midcourt circle. Gunther takes it all the way in, driving, laying up off the top, no good. And the rebound gets away out of bounds, and it went off of Creighton Keeling. Now into the lineup for the first time tonight comes Hudson Picard. He's a 6'5" junior. He'll come in for Keegan White this time. Picard checks into the lineup. And we're nearing the four-minute mark, almost to the halfway point of the fourth quarter here. 52-32. It's a 20-point lead for the Bulldogs. Picard from the corner got it blocked. Ryan Gunther went up and blocked the three-point shot from the corner. Gunther's got springs. He can get up in the air, and he did so there, swatting that one away and knocking it out of bounds. All right, Owen Buss will toss it in. Easton Buss, rather. Easton Buss to inbound the ball. Up top to the top of the key. He finds Jaden Wilsey. Fall away shot, no. Loose basketball. Gunther's got it. Gunther on the fast break. And he slows things down here. Coach Jim Weeks up saying, what's your hurry? Let's slow it down. We've got a 20-point lead. Under 4 minutes to go. We want to use up every bit of that shot clock. Now we're going to have a foul out here at the top of the key. Foul's going to be on Owen Buss, his second personal. That's only the first foul of the quarter on the Freeman Falcons. So inbounding it will be Creighton Keeling. He'll inbound it in forecourt on the side right in front of the Auburn bench. Again, it's 52-32, Auburn with a 20-point lead. Inbound the ball to Wenzel. They want to eat up this whole 35 seconds of the shot clock. A cross-court pass to Ryan Gunther. Gunther goes to the right side, tried to put it down to Keeling, ball stripped away. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. If you want to hear all the individual numbers, we'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight in terms of scoring and what have you. That'll all be shared with you as part of our post-game wrap-up. That'll immediately follow the conclusion of tonight's ball game. Wenzel has the basketball to the top of the key. Shot clock down to 11. Wenzel gets away, lost the handle on it. There's the steal. Buss on the fast break. Easton Buss is going to take it all the way down for the driving layup, and good. Easton Buss, he can do that to you. Easton's in double figures now. He's got 10 points for the night, well below his 17-point average on the season. Now Barrett Ideas back into the lineup. He'll replace Hudson Picard. And full court pressure is going to be applied by the Falcons. Up court, the pass comes to Ryan Gunther. Still in backcourt is Wenzel. Now Gunther. Gunther across the timeline. Creighton Keeling. It comes to Wenzel. Wenzel goes between defenders. Picks up the basketball. Works to the left side. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. And the foul is going to be called. Well, it's going to be Auburn's basketball. They'll play it in on the side right here with 2:57 to go in the ballgame. And Auburn up by 18. Inbound the pass to Wenzel. Wenzel goes around the defender, chasing him is Buss. Wenzel takes it underneath, puts it into the corner, Carson Levine. He passes up the shot, back to Levine it comes. There's a three on the way for Levine, in and out of there. And again, they put that up with quite a bit of time on the shot clock, and now a timeout taken by Auburn to preserve the possession as Keeling was on the floor with the basketball. 2:41 to go in the ball game. Auburn up by 18. We're back in half a minute. You're listening to live coverage of the ECNC tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Now, coming up this Tuesday night here on Sunny 101.3, John Nixon will have Missouri High School basketball for you. The Mount City Panthers, girls and boys, on the road at Rockport. That's this coming Tuesday evening here on Sunny. Meanwhile, over on KTNC, I'll be traveling out to Odell with the Fall City Tigers. We'll have a girl boy doubleheader, Fall City and the Delaware Odell Griffins. That'll be on KTNC coming up this next Tuesday evening. Back to regular season basketball after we come out of this conference tournament week here in southeast Nebraska. All right, 2:41 to go in the game, 52-34. Auburn up by 18. The inbound pass comes into Wenzel. Buss comes out to put pressure on him. Pressuring man-to-man defense now. Great job by Ryan Gunther to dribble away from the defender. Gunther backs him off across court, pass to Creighton Keeling. Keeling goes around the defender. Freeman not really trying to foul. They're just trying to come after the basketball. Ball almost got away from Wenzel. Now he does pick it up and dribble away from a couple of defenders. Back to Creighton Keeling. Great job handling the basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wenzel inside the paint. Kicks it to the left wing. Here's Carson Levine for a three that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot up and good by Ryan Gunther. Gunther got the putback. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. It's a 20-point contest. 54-34 with 2 minutes. Driving lay-in up. Nope. Going to have a foul on the floor. And let's see. Think they're going to get Swanson for this one. That's going to be Blake Swanson. His first personal foul of the night. And only the fourth team foul, so we're not yet shooting. Here's Keegan White back into the lineup. They're going to put the big boy back in with just a minute 56 to go. Under the basket, they lob it into White. White gives it up to Easton Buss. Buss can't get away from Carson Levine. Swanson comes up to help. Long three is up and off, no good. Gunther chases the rebound down in the corner. Across it comes to Creighton Keeling. Keeling is being double-teamed in backcourt. He finds Wenzel across the court, into forecourt in the corner, baseline left side down to Blake Swanson. 96 seconds to go. Clock is running. It's a 54-34 Auburn lead. Bulldogs are going to win the ECNC Boys Championship of the conference tournament. Working with the ball is Wenzel. He'll take it in for a kick out to the corner. Comes out here to Swanson. Now Levine will try a three that rimmed in and out on him. And we're down to 63 seconds to go here. Just over a minute to play. Right side is Hayden Jansen. Jansen to the left elbow with it. Owen Buss. Buss drives in, driving lay-in up and good. Owen Buss with a nice move. That's his first field goal of the night, somewhat surprisingly. Timeout taken by Freeman. 1:01 left to play in the ballgame. It's 54-36. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Meade High School. My name is Randy Gatula, tonight teaming up with Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer for this presentation. All of these games this afternoon, this evening, a presentation of the MSC Sports Radio Network, of which Sunny 101.3 and KTNC are member stations. Just a minute, one left to go here. Auburn, 61 seconds away from a conference tournament championship, leading by 18. Long down court pass. Freeman got it, got away, coming up with the loose basketball on the left side, Carson Levine. They're going to come out and foul. Well, that's, you know, you kind of, I understand that's the protocol, but what's the point? You know, you're down by 18, you got 56 seconds to go, coming out and committing these fouls and maybe making them shoot free throws, I guess. I don't know. There's Raleigh Reich, a 6'1 sophomore, checking into the ballgame for the first time. Isaiah Moyer. Moyer, 5'11 and a junior. All these kids going to get to play in the conference championship. You hear a big round of applause from these Bulldog fans as Wenzel and Keeling leave the game here. They get a huge applause. Ryan Guther on the dribble, working one-on-one out here against Hayden Jansen. Jansen coming out to chase him, and yet another foul, and it just seems kind of pointless, but that's what they're doing. Down to 47 seconds. Now checking into the ball game is Noah Hanley. Hanley, 6'3 junior. Big round of applause for Carson Levine as he comes out. These Bulldog fans showing their appreciation, coming to their hands and giving standing ovation, coming to their feet and giving a standing ovation as each of these players leaves. All right, now Blake Swanson with the dribble. Got the inbound pass, works it across the timeline. He'll be fouled. Yeah, they're just fouling right and left here. Now Brendan Snyder checks in. Snyder's going to come into the ballgame. Well, he was scheduled to come in for Swanson, and Swanson's at the line, going to be shooting here. Blake Swanson, 79% free throw shooter. This will be his first attempt at the free throw line. He has 3 points tonight. This one is up and off the back of the rim. Now into the ballgame. Fikar checks in for Freeman. Jaden Wiese also back into the lineup. And Easton and Owen Buss come out, and they get a big round of applause from the Freeman fans, as well as a few Auburn fans up here applauding. Second shot is up and good for Blake Swanson. He get one out of two. He's got 4 points now. Into the ball game for Auburn. We mentioned Snyder's out there. We'll try and make sure we got everybody ID'd in the game. Rash is on the floor. There's a shot for three from the left wing that's up and off. A big collision on the baseline. They're not going to blow the whistle down there. Thinking about a fast break all the way down court. Wanting the ball was Isaiah Moyer. He was way behind the coverage. And Coach Jim Weeks up there instructing the kids to dribble this puppy out. 14 seconds to go. They're still coming out and wanting to commit fouls here. And that surprises me. 8 seconds, they're just not going to let Auburn dribble it out. There's a steal. Fast break it the other way. And they tried to slam dunk and couldn't get it. And there's a buzzer and the ball game. 55-36 is your final score. The Auburn Bulldogs are the ECNC Conference Tournament Champions. 55-36 with the win over the Freeman Falcons. We'll take a 2-minute break here and be back with the post-game scoring recap. That'll be presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KMTS.com. KM Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Game scene here at Meade High School. The Auburn Bulldogs out there, conference tourney champions. They were presented their plaque here during the break, and now Coach Jim Weeks has got them all lined up, and he's out there handing out the individual medals to each of the Bulldogs. Let's take a look at the final numbers here. Our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Meade Lumber. The final score, Auburn 55 and Freeman 36. Maybe a little bit of a surprise, the margin of victory there for the Bulldogs. Individual numbers for the Freeman Falcons. They were led tonight by Hayden Jansen. He had 12 points. Easton Buss also in double figures, finished with 4. Owen Buss had 4. Jaden Weiss had 4. And Keegan White with 4 for their total of 36. Free throw shooting, the Falcons hit 11 out of 17 from the free throw line tonight. For the Auburn Bulldogs, they're led by Brenton Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel finished with 20 points in the ballgame. Carson Levine in double figures ended up with 12. Ryan Gunther had 9 in the ballgame. 6 tonight for Brian Palmer. Creighton Keeling with 4. And Blake Swanson had 4 for their total of 55. 55-36, your final score here. Auburn with the win. Free throw shooting, 4 out of 8 for the game for the Bulldogs. The score by quarters. Auburn led by 19-11 after one quarter. They were up 34-18 at the half. They led at 43-29 after three periods before going on to the 55-36 win. With the win, the Auburn Bulldogs improved their record to 18-1 on the season, and the Freeman Falcons fall to 16-3, two of those losses now to the Auburn Bulldogs. Before we wrap it up here tonight, we're going to recap the final scores of all the games played here in the tournament at Meade. First of all, in the 1 o'clock game that you heard here on 101.3, in the boys' third-place game, it was Meade defeating Johnson County Central in overtime, 55-45. In the girls' third-place consolation game, Johnson County Central got the win over Weeping Water, 48-42. And in the girls' championship, it was Elmwood Murdoch over Freeman, 39-20. And then, of course, the boys' championship just now, Auburn with the win. Don't forget, we'll get back to regular season basketball beginning next Tuesday night, both here on Sunny and on KTNC. And we'll be putting those up on our Facebook pages so you'll know where we'll be and what we're doing. We invite you to join us as our coverage of high school basketball continues all around southeast Nebraska. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 55 and the Freeman Falcons 36. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.